يا أخي أنا شاني، بارك الله فيك. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to give you an answer, and I'm sure this answer, inshallah, will cheer your day and will make you happy because you're gonna get a benefit from it, which may be what I'm gonna say to you. Some of it you didn't hear it before, so I would like for you, أخي, to focus. Then after you get a benefit, I want you to spread it among your brothers. What this benefit? You're asking about reciting Surah Al-Kahf in the day of Friday. Before I give you an answer, I want to give you introduction. Do you know the khilaf between the ulama regarding this mas'ala is not about, like how lots of people they understand, about reciting or not reciting? No. The khilaf in between the ulama regarding Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, should you recite it or should you continue your routine in reciting following the order of the Mus'haf? You understand, you know? Whoever said don't recite it because the hadith is not authentic, he's saying to you, go to your system and follow the order of the Quran and no need to jump to Surah Al-Kahf because the hadith is not authentic. Continue your routine. For example, you are already in Ali Imran, Friday came, should you jump to Al-Kahf, then you go back to your routine, or you just continue and don't go? They said, no, the hadith is not authentic, just continue. And the ulama who said the hadith is authentic, they said, no, the hadith is authentic and the reward is there. So you are allowed to jump from your routine, from Ali Imran, don't go Al-Nisa, go to Al-Kahf, then recite it, then go back to Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Nisa. My point to you, all the opinions about reading the Quran, but should you break the order by going to Surah Al-Kahf because the hadith is authentic, or just continue the system of reciting? But all of you encourage to recite the Quran. My point to you, and the moral of this speech, I'm surprised for some way how they, some people how they explain this masala, and some people how they practice this masala. We see him, he doesn't recite the Quran on Friday before Jum'ah or after that. Ya akhi man, he said the hadith Surah Al-Kahf not authentic. Ya akhi, don't misunderstand the statements, the khilaf between the ulama. Don't. No, you are encouraged through the Quran every day, especially in the days that have extra barakah and khair for us, like Fridays. And what for the companions, they go early to the masjid? Why for the Prophet said hadith Abu Hurairah, من بكر وابتكر وغسل واغتسل ثم ذهب إلى المسجد فمن حضر في الساعة الأولى في الثانية في الثالثة في الرابعة. The Prophet encourages many ahadith to go early to the masjid on Friday. For what? To do dhikr and to recite the Quran. This position before Jum'ah, from the morning till Jum'ah prayer, this time for the Salaf used to be a great time for dhikr and Quran. Even they don't teach, it's just for Kitabullah Ta'ala. You understand? So the matter is between them among this issue, not about you don't come early and you don't recite Quran. They tell him, why? Yeah, he said, yeah, because Surah Al-Kahf is not authentic. No, don't misunderstand. And this way you've involved a new desire in the ahkam and the masai, which it doesn't have any connection with it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you understand that, ya akhi, you will know the khilaf between the ulama regarding this hadith. Hadith Abi Sa'id about reciting the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, forgive your sins. We have the first opinion, the opinion of the ulama, who they said the hadith, the narration is authentic to the Abu Sa'id, and if it's to Abu Sa'id, means to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the one who say reward or not reward, this is all seen and need wahi, means it's from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you have those ulama who they say the hadith is ma'lul, da'if, and those loads of ulama and muhaddithin, salaf and khalaf. First thing, before I give you the direct answer, I would like to say to you, my dear brother, this mas'ala is a huge mas'ala, flexible mas'ala. Have ulama who they see this, have ulama who they say that, and all is understandable. If your brothers follow the opinion of the ulama who they authenticate the hadith, you accept them and you respect their decision because they have the salaf. The main thing, they are not blind followers. They took it out of understanding the dalil. Then, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, same thing, if you go to the opinion of the majority of the muhaddithin who they say the hadith is ma'lul and mawquf al-Abi Sa'id, ma'lul, يعني ضعيف, or it's from Abu Sa'id, narration to Abu Sa'id, not to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it doesn't go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it's like this or like this, you understand? Also, you understand it and you respect their decision because they have Salaf also. And I think all of you know the statement of Sheikh Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in this hadith. He make a research for it, saying that the hadith is authentic. And I think all of you know the research of Sheikh Yahya hafidhahullah ta'ala in Kitab al-Jum'ah wa Bida'iha, and how he said the hadith is not authentic and ma'lul, and it's mawquf to Abu Sa'id. So my dear brothers, the mas'ala is a khilaf and huge, and I'll be honest with you, akhwani fillah, the opinion that we follow, that is the hadith is ma'lul, not authentic from many ways. Number one, this hadith, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, هو عند الحاكم رحمه الله تعالى الحاكم أبو عبد الله بن البيع في المستدرك، والحديث فيه كلام وله علل، حديث have an issues make us reject the hadith and say that it's not authentic, and even if we said it's authentic to Abi Sa'id, absolutely it's موقوف not to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to listen to Ka'b al-Ahbar and others, and maybe these narrations came through that. And anyway, lots of Salaf, they wrote lots of statements and book and speech regarding Al-Jum'ah Friday and the Fada'il Friday, and they don't mention this hadith because it's not authentic for them. And ya akhi, same thing, have other ilal and other reason make us understand that hadith is not the akhman what? Authentic. For example, do you know what's meaning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Friday reading and reciting Surah Al-Kahf? Means the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will mention that about them, about him. And it's the issue, like how the people they do it today, if it was exist in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for sure is going to be mutawatir, not just come through an authentic narrations. This is number one, which is not exist. You understand? We have this hadith Abi Sa'id Fard, and we have a khilaf about it. You understand? But look to the issue of shower on Friday, to the issue of beautify yourself for Friday, the issue of the issue of the Prophet ﷺ khutab on Fridays, the issue of the prayers used to be before Jama'ah among the companions. Lots of ibadah that we practice it on Friday came by an authentic narrations, and is well known that the Sahaba they used to practice it always. But this issue is different. You understand? Another issue, ya akhi, barakallah fikri, regarding this. Do you know what's meaning of the Prophet break the routine of the order, the routine and the order of reciting, and go to Surah Al-Kahf, then after that go back to the same place where he stopped in his recitation? This is something unique. If it was really correct, it's going to be a unique issue in the way of reciting the Quran. Because following the order of reciting the Quran from Al-Baqarah to An-Nas, following the order of reciting the Quran, the order of the Suwar, Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, till the end. Following this is Sunnah Mu'akkadah عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And in other opinion is applicable to follow the order according to ability. You understand? What's meaning following the order means if you want to recite, you recite according to the order. Don't recite one surah before other surah if it's not in the same order in the Mus'haf. They call it At-Tankis. At-Tankis is when you flip the order. You understand? And this order doesn't mean need to be after each other. It means in the order. For example, Al-Baqarah, then you recite after Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Kahf. Possible. But you recite Al-Kahf before Surah An-Nisa, that is not possible. We call it Tankis. لا ينبغي أو لا يجوز. If you understand that, ya akhi, this case will be very unique. But no one prove it. And like how is the order you have it in the Mus'haf in front of you, the order of the surah, this order is how the Mus'haf been wrote is ijma' among the companions. You understand? It's going to be a unique issue. Number three, the hadith mentioned about forgiving the sins by reciting Surah Al-Kahf. Which, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, the authentic hadith
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Friday to Friday, a reason for you to be in forgiveness. When you practice your Friday, then you practice your next Friday all among the Sunnah, bi'inillah jalla wa'ala, is going to be what? كفارة لما بينه حديث هريرة في الصحيح قال والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينه إذا اجتنبت الكبائر if you don't do the major sins for the small sins you understand and this apply the same hadith العمرة إلى العمرة والحج إلى الحج فهمت ورمضان إلى رمضان والجمعة إلى الجمعة and all of them been mentioned what without the major sins But this hadith Abi Sa'id, he says, غُفِرَتْ لَهُ ذُنُوبُهُ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِثْلُ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ Reciting the Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, forgive your sins even if it was like the sea. Means include the major sin. Why you say this is not the, with the major sin? The left of the hadith include the major sin. How this all great ibadat and authentic narrations in Sahihain say except the major sin? And this one say everything. You make you have doubts about it, about this kind of narrations, about the mutun of it. And we have these doubts because al-hadith aslahu ma'lul. So the sanad of it conflict with the authentic asanid and the matn of it conflict with the authentic mutun. And said until the end have many reasons and asbab make us believe that the person on Friday is supposed to continue his routine from reciting al-Quran, not to jump to Surah Al-Kahf. And bi'idhnillah, you will get the reward of forgiveness from Friday to a Friday to the next Friday, like Hadith Abu Huraira, fi al-Sahih. Wallahu a'lam. This is the conclusion. Barakallahu fiqh.